All right. Good afternoon. I am here today. Apologize yesterday. I wasn't feeling well, so we didn't do a show. I'm really not feeling well today, and then these two guys walked in and made me feel even worse.
made you feel worse.
Just kidding.
I hope it is the food poisoning. You didn't give me a bug.
I'm not going to give you anything. I think it is just a little touch of
food poisoning. Good thing we don't have to share mics.
Joe Pace and Trevor Karaswich are here. Or do you prefer Kara Suwitz?
It's different every night, so it doesn't really matter. Even at home, it's different.
I just like doing that. Before we get to you guys, because it was a busy day yesterday, from what I understand, I have a little scoop. Ron Tolles from the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame. They do their induction banquet in October, and they have bring in a great guest speaker every year. And I heard it through the grapevine today. That Pat Williams will be the guest speaker this year. If you don't know who Pat Williams is, you should. Dr. J and all those great teams in Philadelphia,
yeah,
those were his teams. He was the GM there. He's now a VP with the Orlando Magic. He's also a motivational speaker. So he goes around the country to, like, big corporations and lights a fire under the butts of all the executives so that those corporations do well.
Nice. So, well, he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. So he'll be in as the guest speaker. So if you go to the banquet this year, you will be motivated.
What's the date of that banquet?
I want to say it's October the 23rd. It's always on a Saturday. I'll have to double check.
Well, you could double check our schedule.
It's
and
in
see
October,
we're in Danville,
and I think it's before you guys start playing. I think it's the weekend before you guys start your season.
Yeah.
Make Unless sure you're playing preseason
our,
games.
Yeah, make sure it's not our
You don't
exhibition.
Have to go to a preseason game. What do you...
See?
Okay, I'll stay
He's
home.
He's on the
going,
team, right?
That's what I said. See, we shouldn't have to go. Just send us a DVD and we'll scout it from home.
There you go.
There you go.
So me and Joel will be there. Works. I'm just kidding.
We'll get DJ to go coach the team for the preseason.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be busy with school, won't he?
Yeah, but I'm sure he's ditching classes already.
Oh. They won't even get to Danville, Illinois. They'll be in Danville, Wisconsin or something looking for a game.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. All right, so a couple of things have happened this week. You made a couple of trades yesterday. Do you want to start there or should I? Because Kevin called in a frenzy on Monday about the Mahfouz thing, him signing in Cornwall or whatever it is.
Yeah, obviously Mahfouz, like I said, it's just he's moving up to a higher level. It's a higher pay, and it's obviously better for him.
Everybody it's a lot tries more to, pay probably. In
yeah,
that
everybody
league.
Tries to move yeah. up to the next level. Like, you know what I mean? We're just a feeder league to move up. Like, you know what I mean? It's everybody wants to move up, including Joel and myself. So congrats to Ahmed Mahfouz, and you know what I mean? It looks good for him. It looks good for us in the organization.
I don't know, though. After the head thing last year, I don't know I want to go to a league where you're going to have to fight twice a game.
Right.
I agree.
Right, he better, like, that's a rough thing about that league. I think he's avoided it for a long time because it is so rough. But, you know, just being in that situation where, you know, most teams in the league skate once a week and then they go play in two or three games on the weekend, and sometimes guys aren't in the right game shape, and, you know, that's how you do get hurt. Yeah. So I do wish him the best of luck. I love him, so hopefully he does really well up there, and he's on the first line scoring goals instead of on the second line. Third line.
I'm hoping he finds
Don't
out he doesn't.
Their fourth line in that league.
I'm hoping he finds out he doesn't like it there and gives you a call with 10 games left in the season and says, "Hey, I'll make the playoff roster."
Yeah, no, you never know.
Dan, Dan McWinney.
So, anyways, but you did make a couple of deals and you got a really good player. At least I think a really good player from St. Clair Shores, Tyler Prendergast. Did he just not want to play in St. Clair Shores, or what was the deal there? Well, how
honestly,
is he available?
He's been actually contacting me the last two or three years. I've been trying to get him into Dayton for a couple of years. He was in Southwest PA. I tried to get him there, and that just literally never can make it work. And then I just talked to St. Clair Shores, and they said they had their roster was pretty much secured, and they said they didn't have too much room for beer and Prendergast, so I said I'd take them and move on.
Oh, they must have the world's greatest team then, because those are two pretty good players.
So, Stucks, I know you want to see them lose every single game all year, every game against us. You
want
to see us just pound them into the net every single night. I know you want to see that. So, know what? They get cocky at times. So, when they get cocky like they did this week, maybe I want to see that too.
When they're giving you Pendergrast and Matt Beer for futures, they either don't know what they're doing or they're loaded.
Yeah, well,
and I'm going to go with the first one over the second one.
I just never want to overlook anybody. Watertown came in after an expansion draft, and they won it. So you know what I mean. It never happened. You know what I mean. We came in here from we were relocation, but you never know.
I know.
I don't want ever.
Right.
I studied these things.
I'm just saying. I always want to hope the best for the team. It always helps the league out. You know, to pump everybody up and get them going. It doesn't help the league when you're winning 10-11-1 or you know what I mean.
That helps me though.
I know it's. Hey, right? Trust me, as a coach too. As a coach too, it's easier after it's 4-0 after the first.
We all know what's going to happen because I mean the first couple times I saw Dayton last year, I thought, well, this is a joke. But they got better as the year went on, and they were a hard team to beat at the end of the year.
Well, and that was the same with Brewster. That was the same with Berlin. Like everyone that was at the bottom of the league were still tough games. You know, they were tough games, and you just had to stay on them.
I've always felt that this level here, your first 15 games is huge. Like, you know what I mean? You're either going to step in those top three or you're going to be in those bottom three. So it's, you got to come out with a hop there.
Yeah. Pendergrast, 29 goals a couple years ago in Berkshire in 44 games. So that's a pretty good clip. 26 last year in 31 games for Berlin. And they were terrible. They didn't have anybody to get him the puck. So he was doing that all by himself.
Right. Well, that's a hard thing.
And you know what? I look at plus minuses too, and on Berlin to not be a minus is really good. And he was not a minus.
No, it was a rough season. They played, a pond hockey style game, and they were a tough team to play against at home in their barn. I think they got one from us here in our rank, but. Yeah, that was that crazy game.
Yeah, that was 9-8.
We were fighting swords at the red line before the game.
That so was true. That night, too.
Yeah, there was a jousting match.
That was a lot of fun.
Both my goalies had 5 goals against that game, Mark New and Kinsella.
Yeah.
Both were gone the next week. But
one got called up, one was gone.
You know, this is one guy that's been around the league that, you know, I definitely, when you're playing against him, I could just say when he steps on the ice, you know, for Berlin, you always have to be aware. So hopefully he could be that same player here and more, you know, with some other guys around him and, you know, he could have success.
And Matt Beer, a big guy, scored some big goals for us too down the stretch last year. So. Like I say, if those guys don't have a spot on that team, then either we're going to be looking at the Edmonton Oilers or the expansion Washington Capitals, and they're going to win like 8 games.
Well, you know, and I think Beersy makes people nervous because, you know, he's been now called up to the SP 2 or 3 times. So people think, you know, you get him in there, you think he's one of your guys on your top two lines, and then he's gone.
Yeah, that's part of it. But while he's there, he helps you win. Look at what Rivera did for us last year. Yeah. While he was there, he was unbelievable, and all we did was win hockey games. Absolutely. And that helped us at the end of the season when we only needed a one win to finish in second and get home ice advantage. Well, that's all possible because the guy that helped you win earlier in the year and get you a bunch of points. So I got no problem with guys going up. As long as they help us while they're here.
Yep.
So I look at it that way, too, because that's what this league is. You're going to start the year with, 20 guys?
Yeah, we go into camp with, 30 and trim down to, 19, 20, and,
And you're not going to have the same 19 guys the last day of the season that you had on the first day of the season. No. None of the teams are. It's just not going to happen. You're going to go through 40 guys. If you're lucky, you're going to go through 40 guys.
Right. I think last year we did good. Last year I don't think we hit 40, did we?
No, we had a lot of players.
We had a lot of players, but we had a lot fewer than some of the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you look at Brewster. Brewster probably used 70 guys last year. I mean, but that's the nature of the beast.
Espo always uses a lot of guys, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
High team suspension, IR.
What's he going to do this year? You should bring him in as an assistant.
Somebody said he's going to be an assistant in Roanoke.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard in the ESPY.
Wow.
But
well, good luck there. I don't know.
Wish him luck. wish the whole league luck.
He was certainly interesting. You also made a deal with Watertown. So what they had gotten Whitmire's rights?
Yeah, through the expansion draft there, we can only protect 12 guys. Whitmire is one of those guys that you kind of wanted to just basically hide in the wind there. You never really thought anybody would kind of pick him up, you know what I mean? But
yep.
Unfortunately, him and a couple other guys did get picked up from our team. So then some guys that we did protect, either they got good jobs through the summertime now, or guys retired, or it's just going to be better for the future. Like, you know what I mean? It's always a numbers and dollars games at this level, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I liked Whitmire. I thought he played well. He got better too as it went along. Towards the end of the season, he was really going pretty good. Got to play a little more too. Some of those nights that we were down a few guys because Pace kept getting suspended.
I think I did just fine until the end of the year.
Oh, you guys are wild.
Like everyone that gave me a problem.
I remember you grabbing a guy that was going into the penalty box and just finished a fight, and you fought him again.
That was like the first home game.
Yeah, you got a suspension for that, didn't you?
Yeah, one game. Just trying to prove a point.
You just can't control. Then you get coach in trouble. Because then the league calls and says, you can't control your guys. You got to get that pace under control.
I was protecting Dustin Skinner. He just got jumped by that Nick Wright guy.
Well,
that's awesome.
We've handled that because Skinner was part of this deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Skinner goes to Watertown. Whitmire comes back to Port Huron. We get Pendergrass and Beer from St. Clair Shores. So I like it.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I think it's going to be better for the team. Obviously, like I said, Prendergast and Whitmire remind you of the same guys. They go hard every shift. You know what I mean? They go to those dirty areas. You know what I mean? We all love Skinner. I've been with him for 3 years. It's just one of those things that you just basically, if you can get the younger kid for, you know what I mean, maybe a little bit less dollars, well, then we're going to go that way to try and even out some other things here. But we wish him best of luck and thanks for everything. But like I said, it's he got a good job, so he doesn't know if he's going to be playing either. You know what I mean? So Whitmire is ready to come here tomorrow, so it looks good for us.
Yeah, you got a guy that you know is going to show up and play as opposed to a guy that you hope is going to show up and play for you next season. So
absolutely. And
I know not a lot of people get that, but I get that.
You know, you got to look at it. Skinner's going into his sixth or seventh year and wanting to be at the top of the payroll. And, you know, every guy we just brought in, you know, is down at the bottom of the payroll. So, you know, right now those are three really good young players or guys going in their second or third years. So I like where we are.
Yeah. Speed, too, with Whitmire and Pendergast. Maybe not so much with Matt, but. His last name is
Beer. Beerzy can bury the puck. All three of them can bury the puck. But, yeah, those two have speed that he doesn't have. We can just be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Beerzy can catch him on the long laps when we do the one-and-a-half race. The race where you got to go one-and-a-half laps, you get a lot of crossovers.
It's wild.
Well, you guys didn't have too many bad stretches last year. So, there was one coach's show where you came back after, we call it a bag skate. I won't get into that other than there aren't pucks on the ice.
I think we only had one last.
I remember you coming into a coach's show and going, yeah, we didn't use pucks.
It was probably one of the first coach's shows after that.
I think it was 1 week and we lost two in a row. That was it. I don't think we ever lost two in a row after that. Right?
It might have been after that Berlin game, that 9-8 Berlin game.
Yeah, because
that was on a
first
Sunday.
Game was 6-0 we lost our home opener,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was probably the first weekend.
I'm getting fired. That's all I was thinking. I'm done. 2 weeks.
No, it was funny because you brought Soskin with you.
Oh, that's probably why.
I was like, so you had a hard skate today. Does that mean you're going to call dad? And I said, no, if I call my dad, he'll call TK and tell him to cut me.
Awesome.
Right? Yep. Danville came in here ready last year, so I'm sure St. Clair Shores and them will both be really ready and gun for us this year, you know, defending champs. So we'll have to be ready every single night of the season.
That was that one was a fun series, heads up, with Danville last year, because the first half of the season, no matter what we did, we never won the game. It was like we had 2-1, 3-1, whatever, or something crazy would happen and they'd get 17 5-on-3s in a row and beat us. And then the one weekend
we were playing short.
We lost in overtime to Brewster, and I'm thinking, oh my, we're gonna go to Danville. I'm not even gonna look up these scores in the thing. And I didn't on Saturday night. I didn't look once. And then about midnight, I'm like, well, I want to see what the score was. And it said 7-3, and I'm thinking, oh, we got pasted. And then I looked at it, I said, oh, 7-3 Port Huron. What?
Right? Then you look at our list of guys playing, and you're like, they played with 8 skaters?
What? We won 7-3 in Danville? So then I watched the next night, we won, that was the 1-0 game.
Yeah, I think that was DeCristofaro's like first weekend, wasn't it? One of his first weekends coming in, like we let it, like he basically played.
No, he had just went to the SP. And
yeah, he's just come back. Yeah.
Who do we have in net, Quinner?
Before that.
Yeah, no, so he had just come back, and that, I think that was his first shutout.
Yeah.
So, but I looked on, wow, that was unexpected.
Right, and I think he got one or two more after that. But yeah. Yeah.
But then we got on a roll after that, and then they couldn't beat us.
Yeah.
Like, so I think we lost, like, 5 out of the first 6 that we played them, and we ended up having a winning record against them by the end of the season.
Yep.
So I like that. And then the playoff series was terrific, too.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
So it was wild.
I had a lot of fun with that. See, you guys were fun sometimes. I don't get why you don't think you were fun.
No, we were. We definitely were fun. Whenever I think maybe it wasn't so exciting, I think back to the Taguna goal last second.
Oh, that one was awesome. All right, got to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back. Joe Pace and Trevor Karaswitz are with us.